We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yomi Hilchos Shabbos Siman Resh Ayin Hey Dvarim Ha'asurim La'asos Lo'or Haner B'Shabbos, those things which cannot be done next to a candle. Says the Mechaber Siv Aleph Ein Polin Perish Levayres Hakinim Mehabagadim Targum B'Yarta Yerkodesh. You are not allowed to take off lice from your clothes. The Ein Korin B'Sefer, and one is not allowed to read a book Lo'or Haner next to a candle. V'afilu eino motzi b'fiv, even if one is not reading aloud, shamayata, because we fear that you might tip the candle a little bit to get the oil into the candle, which would be usur mishum mavir of adding oil to a fire. V'afilu hu gavoa eser komos she'eno yachol liga elav, even if the candle is so high up that one cannot reach it, and therefore there is no chasha shamayata that you are going to touch it and lean it towards you, because once Chazal made a gzeira that one is not allowed to read next to a candle shemayata, it applies in all situations. And therefore, we are able to aser based on Chazal, even if the candle is behind glass or it is in a hole in the wall. And this is true for a wax candle as well, that such a gzeira exists. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that there are those who are matir, if it is the candle is behind glass and is locked with a key, maybe this would be mutter, and the gzeira would not be made in such a situation. The reason being, explains the Mishnah Berurah, that it is only true when the candle is very high up, since sometimes it is possible that you might reach up to go get it. However, if it is locked behind glass, then this is something that you would never do even during the week, and therefore isle hakera, it is clear and there is no gzeira. However, there are those who answer this as well because of a low plug. The Elia Rabba thinks that one can be makil when they give the key to someone else. The Mishnah Berurah also quotes those who are makil when it comes to a wax candle, since there really is no gzeira shema yata by a wax candle. And for sure, says the Mishnah Berurah, by our candles, which are such great candles that there is no chashash whatsoever that you will come to tip them at all, those for sure it is mutter to read next to them, since there is no gzeira shema yata whatsoever, which is shayach by them, since this is something that one would never do even during the week. Based on this, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says that the same thing is true for a flashlight or any electric lights, anything which power comes from electricity, there is not going to be a gzeira shemayata, and you'll be able to read next to the lights. However, we should point out that the Chazon Ish is machmir even when it comes to electric lights. The Be'er Halacha discusses how it is mutter to read next to a lantern, which gets its light from gas or something of that nature. Why is there no chashash of shemayata in such a situation? He quotes those anshei maise who used to write on a piece of paper in big letters, Shabbos hayom va'aser lahadlik, as a reminder, and they would stick it on to the lantern. And in such a situation, the Mishnah Berurah says, for sure, one could be somech lahakel, and one should do that. And even though he gives other explanations, the Be'er Halacha concludes that this is the best explanation and suggestion of how to act practically.